بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. مكتبة الموحدين بالبحر الكاريبي يسعدها تقديم الشيخ عواد بن سبتي العنزي حفظه الله من المملكة العربية السعودية في محاضرة بعنوان كلمة عن أولو العزم، وهذا في 28 من ربيع الأول 1438 هجري الموافق 27 ديسمبر 2016 ميلادي. موحدين Publications pleased to announce a telelink with Sheikh Awad ibn Sabti al-Anazi حفظه الله of Saudi Arabia, and that's on a lecture titled The Prophets of Firm Resolve, and that's on the 28th of Rabi' al-Awwal 1438 Hijri, corresponding to the 27th of December 2016 Miladi. The Sheikh inshallah is going to give a quick talk for about 10-15 minutes or more, and then the translation will follow بإذن الله تعالى. فليتفضل مشكورا مأجورا.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله حق حمده، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على رسوله وعبده وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سار على نهجه واقتفى أثره إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد أيها الإخوة، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، أسأل الله جل وعلا أن يوفقنا وإياكم لصالح القول والعمل. أيها الإخوة، من أعظم منن الله جل وعلا على خلقه أن بعث إليهم رسلا، هؤلاء الرسل من أنفسهم لإقامة الحجة على الخلائق ولبيان ما أوجب الله جل وعلا عليهم. فاختار الله جل وعلا واصطفى من خلقه من شاء، فجعلهم رسلا بينه وبين الناس. والله جل وعلا كما قال يخلق ويصطفي ويختار ما يشاء سبحانه، كما قال جل وعلا وربك يخلق ما يشاء ويختار. وهذا نوع اصطفاء وتكريم من الله جل وعلا لهؤلاء الرسل الذين جعلهم الله جل وعلا أمناء على وحيه، واختصهم بمقام النبوة ومقام الرسالة، وهم أعلى الناس قدرا. فإن الله جل وعلا خلق الخلق على درجات، منهم من خلقه الله جل وعلا للعبادة كالملائكة، هؤلاء خلقهم الله جل وعلا للعبادة، يسبحون الليل والنهار لا يفترون. وخلق الله جل وعلا من الناس من جعلهم يجمعون بين الذنب والخطيئة والعمل الصالح، وهم سائر الخلق. واصطفى منهم الرسل الكرام. وخلق آخر اختصه الله جل وعلا بالشر، وهو إبليس وجنوده، فإن الله حكم عليهم بالمصير، وقد أقسم كبيرهم بإضلال الخلائق، فبعزتك لأغوينهم أجمعين. ثم اصطفى الله جل وعلا من الناس أكرمهم وأفضلهم وخيارهم، فجعلهم رسله، واختصهم الله جل وعلا بالمعجزات والتأييد في مقام الحجة والبيان للدين، فجعلهم الله تبارك وتعالى في منزلة عظيمة، شهد لهم الناس حتى خصومهم بالفضل، وشهدوا لهم بتزكية الله وإعانة الله لهم. فنحن أولا في هذا الباب نؤمن بجميع الرسل الكرام الذين اختارهم الله جل وعلا، وهذا أمر عقدي عند الكلام على الرسل لا بد أن يبين، خلافا لليهود وخلافا للنصارى الذين يكفرون ببعض الأنبياء ويؤمنون ببعض. أما نحن أهل الإسلام فنؤمن بجميع الأنبياء، ونعلم ونوقن أنهم قد أكرمهم الله جل وعلا بهذا المقام، كما قال الله جل وعلا لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، ولا نؤمن ببعض ونكفر ببعض، كما قالت الطائفة التي كفرها الله جل وعلا في القرآن بسبب إيمانها ببعض الأنبياء وكفرها ببعضهم. فلا بد أن ينبه لهذا، وأن جميع الأنبياء الذين اختارهم الله واصطفاهم وكرمهم فنحن نؤمن بهم، وأنهم رسل الله وأنهم أعلى الناس منزلة وأنهم محل الاختيار والاصطفاء والاجتباء من الله تبارك وتعالى. فهذا أمر مهم. ثم إن الله اختص منهم أولو العزم وهو محل الحديث هنا. وأولو العزم هم نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جميعا. وهؤلاء أمر الله جل وعلا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بأن يقتدي بهم، وهذا قول مجاهد وغيره من أهل العلم، وإن كان بعض أهل العلم قد توسع في هذا المقام في وصف أولو العزم بأكثر من ذلك، لكن الذي عليه أكثر أهل التفسير أنهم الخمسة الذين اختصهم الله تبارك وتعالى بهذه الميزة وأنهم أولو العزم. وكما جاء في التفسير أولو العزم أنهم نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، قالوا هؤلاء هم أولو العزم من الرسل، وهم أهل الشرائع السماوية، وهم كما جاء في كتب التفسير أن هؤلاء أولو العزم هم الذين ظهرت العداوة بينهم وبين أممهم أكثر من غيرهم، ونالهم من العنة والمشقة في إبلاغ الرسالة شيء عظيم، فخصوا بذلك. ولهذا قال الله جل وعلا لنبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم: فاصبر كما صبر أولو العزم من الرسل. فأمر الله جل وعلا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يصبر على قومه، فإنه قد نال إخوانه ممن قبله من الأنبياء شيء عظيم مما نالهم من العنة والمشقة والإيذاء والتكذيب والحرب الخفية والمعلنة لدعوته. فيأمره الله جل وعلا أن يسلك سبيل من قبله من إخوانه الأنبياء الذين هم أولو العزم الذين نالهم ما نالهم. فنوح قد كذبه قومه وقد جاءهم بالهداية والنور، وكتب الله جل وعلا له من المعجزات والمؤيدات ما ظهر به صدق دعوته، وكان يدعوهم أن يعبدوا الله وحده وأن يتركوا الشرك، فكذبوه وعاندوه واستهزأوا به حتى أرسل الله جل وعلا عليهم الطوفان لما أمره أن يصنع الفلك وهي السفينة، ويمرون عليه ويستهزئون به ويضحكون منه، سفينة في صحراء، لكن أمر الله جل وعلا آت لا محالة، فصدق به نوح ومن معه من المؤمنين. فلما جاء أمر الله جل وعلا فاض الماء وقضي الأمر وغرق أولئك، أيقنوا ولكن لا ساعة مندم ولا حين مناص من أمر الله جل وعلا. وإبراهيم ابتلي في الله أعظم البلاء، وكان بحق من أولي العزم لما ناله من عظيم البلاء الذي قص الله جل وعلا علينا في القرآن في صراعه مع قومه ومحاجته للنمرود في إقناعه بأن الله هو المتفرد في الخلق وتسلطه عليه، وقومه لما جمعوا له النار وقد كسر أصنامهم ليردهم إلى عقولهم إن كانوا يعقلون، فجمعوا النار العظيمة وألقي فيها فجعلها الله بردا وسلاما عليه. ثم ابتلي بابنه لما بلغ معه السعي فأمره الله أن يذبح ابنه، ورؤي الأنبياء حقا: قال يا بني إني أرى في المنام أني أذبحك. فكان بلاء عظيما كما وصفه الله، إن هذا لهو البلاء العظيم، وصفه الله ابتلاءه له بقتل وذبح ابنه تقربا لله بأنه هو البلاء العظيم. قال الله جل وعلا: وفديناه بذبح عظيم. فكانت سنة أهل الإسلام أن يذبحوا في الحج تقربا إلى الله جل وعلا وتأسيا بإبراهيم، لأن الله جل وعلا قد فدى ابنه في هذا الذبح الذي أصبح شعيرة من شعائر الإسلام. وموسى ابتلي أعظم البلاء، وعيسى ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قد مر عليه من أصناف البلاء والعذاب شيء عظيم، جاء خبره في القرآن كما قال الله جل وعلا: ولا لقد نعلم أنه يضيق صدرك بما يقولون ولولا أن ثبتناك لقد كدت تركن إليهم شيئا قليلا. وصنوف العذاب التي مر بها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وإذا قومي لو شيء عظيم. فكان لهذا الصبر بهذه المنزلة على هذه الأقدار العظيمة استحق هؤلاء وغيرهم ممن اتصف بصفتهم أن يكونوا من أولي العزم، أن يكونوا من أولي العزم. فينبغي للمسلم أن يتأمل سيرهم وقصصهم وأن يقرأ في القرآن كيف قص الله علينا خبر نوح، كيف قص علينا خبر إبراهيم، وقصة موسى وعيسى ومحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعناد قومهم وجدالهم لهم. كيف كانت تلك المحرضات، كيف كانت تلك العداوات التي تلقاها أولئك بالصبر والتسليم مع ضعفهم وقلة حيلتهم. فكانوا يشكون أمرهم إلى الله جل وعلا إذ لا ناصر لهم وقد اجتمعت عليهم الأمم والقبائل، ولكن أيدهم الله جل وعلا بنصرته. وهؤلاء كلهم من أولهم إلى آخرهم يجب أن نعرف نحن كمسلمين أنهم من أولهم إلى آخرهم إنما جاءوا بحقيقة واحدة وبدعوة واحدة، كما قال الله جل وعلا: ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. هذه هي دعوة جميع الأنبياء وأولو العزم من الرسل على وجه الخصوص. الله جل وعلا أمرهم أن يدعو الناس إلى لا إله إلا الله، إلى تحقيق العبودية لله واجتناب عبادة الطاغوت. فكل الأنبياء جاءوا إلى قومهم بهذه الحقيقة العظيمة التي فيها تحقيق العبودية لله، فإن الله أرسلهم ببيان العبودية وتعبيد الناس لله جل وعلا، حتى لا يعبدوا شجرا ولا حجرا ولا يعبدوا صنما ولا يعبدوا قمرا ولا كوكبا ولا يعبدوا إنسا ولا جنا، وإنما يعبدوا الله، لأن العبادة هي حق الله جل وعلا. والذي ينبغي أن يعلم أن الذين جاء إليهم الأنبياء وأولو العزم من الرسل كان بعضهم أو كثير منهم يؤمن بأن الله هو الخالق الرازق المحيي المميت، ولكنهم كانوا يشركون في العبادة. فبين لهم هؤلاء الأنبياء أن العبادة حق الله، وأن من اعتقد أن الله هو خالقه ورازقه يجب أن يصرف العبادة إليه، لا يصرفها لغيره، لا يصرفها لا لملك ولا لولي ولا لشجر ولا لحجر ولا لغير ذلك، لأن العبادة حق الله. فمن صرفها لغير الله فقد أشرك مع الله، ومن أشرك مع الله لم يرضى الله جل وعلا عمله، كما قال الله جل وعلا للأنبياء: ولقد أوحي إليك وإلى الذين من قبلك، يعني من إخوانك الأنبياء يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جميعا، لئن أشركت ليحبطن عملك ولتكونن من الخاسرين، بل الله فاعبد وكن من الشاكرين. هذا بيان من الله جل وعلا أنه بجميع أنبياء الله جل وعلا، أن جميع أنبياء الله عليهم الصلاة والسلام جاءوا بدعوة واحدة، وهي دعوة الناس إلى تجريد العبادة لله وتحقيقها له سبحانه وتعالى، وأن تكون العبادة لله، وأن يحذروا من الشرك، لأن الله جل وعلا قال: إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار. فمع الشرك لا يصلح عمل ولا يقبل. فمن زعم أن عيسى أو أن موسى أو أن إبراهيم أو أن نوحا أو غيرهم من أنبياء الله جاءوا بغير ذلك فقد أعظم على الله الفرية، فهم أعظم الناس تحقيقا للتوحيد وأزكى الناس قلوبا وأعرفهم بالله جل وعلا، ولذلك واردت دعوتهم وتتابعت على بيان التوحيد الخالص لله والتحذير من الشرك صغيره وكبيره. فهذه هي دعوة أولو العزم، وهذه هي دعوة جميع الأنبياء التي يجب على كل مسلم أن يعرفها، لأنه لا يمكن أن يكون مسلما إلا إذا حقق التوحيد لله تبارك وتعالى، إلا إذا حقق دعوة الأنبياء، إلا إذا عمل بما عمل به أولو العزم وبما جاءوا به وآمن به واتبعهم في دعوتهم، فكان مخلصا لله جل وعلا. ولذلك يجب على أهل الإسلام إذا قرأوا في سير أنبياء الله أو في قصص أولي العزم أن يعرفوا دعوتهم وما جاءوا به حتى يسيروا عليها وينجوا بإذن الله جل وعلا من مخالفة رسل الله، وأن يكونوا على هذا السبيل الذي رضيه الله. ولذلك لما ذكر الله الأنبياء ودعوتهم قال فبهداهم اقتده، فبهداهم اقتده، أي ليكن اقتداؤك بهديهم وبما جاءوا به، فإنهم جاءوا بما يرضى الله عنه وهو التوحيد، وبالتحذير مما يغضب الله وهو الشرك الذي لا يغفره الله جل وعلا. فمن كان عالما بذلك بدعوة هؤلاء الأنبياء فليعلم أن مدار دعوتهم على هذه الآية، ولقد بعثنا في كل أمة رسولا أن اعبدوا الله واجتنبوا الطاغوت. فمن عبد الله حق عبادته حقق لا إله إلا الله، وعلم أنه لا يجوز أن يصرف شيء من العبادة بغير الله تبارك وتعالى، وأن العبادة هي حق الله من صلاة وصيام وذبح ونذر ودعاء واستغاثة واستعانة وغيرها من العبادات، سواء العملية أو العبادات القلبية، كلها لله كما قال الله جل وعلا وأن المساجد لله فلا تدعوا مع الله أحدا. فلا يدعى مع الله أحد، ولا ينذر لغير الله، ولا يذبح لغير الله. هذه دعوة أولو العزم من الرسل، وهذه طريقتهم، وهذا ما صبروا عليه وصابروا عليه وجاهدوا فيه حتى كتب الله لهم أن يكونوا في هذا المقام العظيم الذي هو مقام النبوة والرسالة، وهو أعظم مقام اختصهم الله جل وعلا وشرفهم به أن جعلهم أنبياءه ورسله. فحري أن نقتدي بهم وأن نتعلم سيرهم وأن نقرأ جهادهم وصبرهم وطريقتهم في الدعوة إلى الله، ثم نلزم هذا السبيل، لعل الله أن يكتبنا في من أحبهم وجمع بهم يوم القيامة، وقد ختمهم الله جل وعلا بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خاتم النبيين، الذي جمع الله له في دينه ما تفرق في من أرسلهم من إخوانه من قبله من الأنبياء. فهذا ملخص الكلام عن هؤلاء من أولي العزم وغيرهم من أنبياء الله في دعوتهم. أسأل الله أن يثبتنا وإياكم على دينه، وأن يسلك بنا سبيل الصالحين، وأن يحيينا على الإسلام والسنة، وأن يجعلنا هداة مهتدين. أعتذر لكم عن التأخر في الوقت بعض الشيء، وأسأل الله لي ولكم الإعانة. والآن أترككم مع ترجمة هذه الكلمة اليسيرة التي أسأل الله أن ينفعني بها أولا، ثم ينفع بها إخواني، إنه جواد كريم. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاكم الله خير يا شيخ،
بارك الله فيك، استودعكم الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام
عليكم. السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sheikh Hafidhahullah, due to some emergencies, he just literally landed from a flight, Hafidhahullah, and he opted to give us a summarized talk, bidnillahi ta'ala, about the Prophets of Firm Resolve. And this is why we made you wait, dear listeners, until the Sheikh is finished, so we can translate, because he was literally traveling back from his flight to his house. Sheikh Awad Ibn Sabti Al-Inazi, Hafidhahullah, العنزي حفظه الله started by saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين the way he should be praised سبحانه وتعالى and peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم his family and his companions and whoever is walking on his way till the day of judgment thereafter I would like to bring everybody's attention to that this is going to be a summarized translation بإذن الله تعالى My dear brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us success to the righteous deeds or to the most perfect of his actions from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his creation that he sent them the prophets and messengers to establish a proof and clarify the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and teach what is a must upon his creation so he have chosen and he have selected by his will subhanahu wa ta'ala from his creation and made them prophets and messengers between him subhanahu wa ta'ala between the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created and chosen creates and chooses whoever he wills as mentioned in the ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your Lord creates whoever he wills and it chooses whoever he wills so this kind of people or this kind of humanity was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a way to honor them and make him a messenger between him and the rest of his creation subhanahu wa ta'ala it's a way to honor very select few from all of the creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trusted them with his own revelation and specified them with the status of messengerhood they were the highest of all of creation from amongst them also from that creation is those who Allah created to just worship him day and night like the angels and they never ever get bored with worshiping him subhanahu wa ta'ala from amongst his creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen that those who have gathered between good and evil and from amongst those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen meaning humankind that gather between good and evil he have chosen from amongst them the honorable messengers and from amongst his creation those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified was just plain evil like Iblis or Satan and his soldiers. As Allah mentioned about Satan or Iblis in the Quran, when he swore to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by your might, I will deviate them altogether. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specified the most honorable and the best of mankind and made them messengers from amongst all of his creations. He subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him miracles and gave him assistance and help in several ways and proofs to establish his religion subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst mankind, amongst his creation. So much so that even their enemies testified and witnessed that Allah have chosen them and testified and witnessed that Allah have selected them with the trust that he bestowed upon them. So we, as believers, as Muslims, believe in all the messengers and the prophets that Allah have chosen them. This is a matter of aqidah, my dear brothers and sisters, that in contrast to the Jews and the Christians, and it shows the disagreement that's happening between Jews and Christians. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about them in the Quran, those who believe in some and disbelieve in some. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the believers in Surah Al-Baqarah, that we never distinguish between any one of his messengers, or we never separate between any one of his messengers or prophets. We do not believe and we do not disbelieve in some. We do not believe in some and we do not disbelieve in some like the Jews and the Christians. As some group that was mentioned in the Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So must as the Sheikh said, we must bring your attention to this point, that Ulul Azm, or the prophets of firm resolve, are the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they're the highest of all the people. Then the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected, hands selected, if you want to call it that in street language here in America. And they are the ones that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them the miracles and the verses by which they supported their messengerhood. And then from amongst them were selected Ulul Azm, the five prophets or messengers of Ulul Azm, the prophets of firm resolve. They were Nuh and Noah, Ibrahim or Abraham, Musa and Moses, Isa or Jesus, and Muhammad, the last one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ajma'in. And they, and these, mean these five, even our Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commanded us to take him as an example, as in the statement of Mujahid and other than him from the pious predecessors. Even though, as the Sheikh said, some of the people of knowledge went further than five regarding who were Ulul Azm. But the majority and the correct opinion amongst the people of knowledge specified that these particular five are Ulul Azm. As it has come in the books of interpretation, the books of tafsir, that they were the five that we mentioned above. These were Ulul Azm from the prophets and messengers. They're the ones were known to be the ones that came down with the jurisprudence from the heavens. Or they're the ones that conveyed the jurisprudence that came down from the heavens. They're the ones that had so much enmity between them and their own nations, more than any other prophet or messenger. They're the ones that endured huge calamities. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about Nuh, so be patient, or rather commanded Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, be patient as those Ulul Azm before you have been patient. Nuh have suffered so much from his brothers, or rather Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have suffered so much from his people, just like other prophets and messengers suffered before him. They faced so much stubbornness, so much hardship, so much harm, so much of secret war against them, or secret plotting, as well as open war against them. So much lies told upon them and belying upon them. So Allah commanded them, and commanded Muhammad particularly, to take the path that others before him from the prophets took. Look at the situation of Nuh and Noah. His people lied upon him, even though that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given him so much of support regarding the guidance of the people and the proofs to establish with the people from different miracles and verses, yet they refuted him altogether. His people were so stubborn with him. They went as much as mocking him when he was ordered to make his ark or his ship in the middle of the desert. Until the flood came by and carried that ship away with Nuh and whoever believed from his people with him. When the order of Allah came and the land was flooded, that was a one-time all desert. Yet the rest of his people were upon stubbornness and lying upon him and did not believe in him. And look at the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was from Ulul Azm. He was from the prophets of firm resolve. And we heard so much about him from the stories that Allah have narrated about him in the Quran. How he went, how he had so much struggle with his own people. And how much proof he has established upon his own people, yet did not believe him. They went as far as gathering the fire for him, because he broke their idols. So Allah made that fire coolness upon him and peace upon him. And then he tested him with his own son Ishmael alayhi salam, the Prophet Ishmael alayhi salam. As Allah narrated about him in the Quran, when he told his own son, when Ibrahim told his own son Ishmael, "Oh my son, I see in the dream that I am slaughtering you. Verily, it is a great calamity." So Allah described Ibrahim when he was talking to his son about slaughtering him, that it was the great calamity. And he also told us that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have given him a great lamb or sheep to slaughter instead. And this incident had become a sunnah for the rest of the Muslims from there on, that they have to do on pilgrimage in Hajj in Mecca to slaughter a sheep every time they go on Hajj, to symbolize what happened between Ibrahim and his son Ishmael. Look at the story of Musa or Moses. And he was from the ones that most, that he was tested the most from amongst prophets and messengers. Look at the story of Isa or Jesus. Look at the story of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have destined upon them all kinds of calamities and all kinds of testing to show their messagehood. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, "And we have known that your chest might become constricted by what they say," till the end of this ayat. "And we have known," or "we knew, that your chest might become constricted or tight in regards to what they say," till the end of this ayat. Look at the types of torment that these prophets of firm resolve have been through. What a great affair there is in history. Their patience upon what Allah have destined upon them. That's why they deserve to be Ulul Azm, or the prophets of firm resolve. It is a must upon the believer, it's a must upon the Muslim, to ponder upon their stories in the Quran and the books of the Sunnah. How all these enmities that they've been through and all these harms that they've been through were met with patience and submissions by them, along with the fact that they were weak and had little ways or means, along with the fact that the nations and the tribes have gathered upon them, yet Allah gave him the victory and assisted them and helped them with his victory, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a must that we know Ulul Azm from the beginning till the end. And it's a must that we know that all of the prophets and messengers from the beginning, from the first till the last, came with one call. That is the call of Tawheed or monotheism. As Allah mentioned about the prophets, his prophets and messengers in the Quran, and said, "And we have sent in every nation a messenger to worship Allah and stay away from al-Taghut. Stay away from anything that is worshipped other than Allah." This is the call of the prophets. This is the call of Ulul Azm, the prophets of firm resolve, specifically or particularly. That they all called to nothing but La ilaha illallah. They all called to nothing to be worshipped in truth, without any partners except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the prophets and messengers came with this belief, is to fulfill worship only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from worshiping anything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's to tell the people to worship Allah alone without any partners.
is to tell the people not to worship a stone or an idol or a star or a human being or a jinn or a creature of fire or a spirit. It's to tell the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He is the only one worthy of being worshipped alone without any partners. So many of the people throughout history used to believe that Allah is the creator, is the sustainer, is the one that will bring you to life and put you to death. But yet, they would associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship. So whoever believes such a belief, he must go back to worshiping Allah alone subhanahu wa ta'ala without any partners. He must stay away from worshiping anything other than Allah. Not an angel, a star, a tree, a spirit, or anything else other than Allah. Whoever worships other than Allah, he has committed shirk or polytheism against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah will never be pleased with his actions. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, and we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, and those who came before you, meaning all of the prophets and messengers before Muhammad, if you are to associate partners with Allah, your action will be nullified. But rather, only Allah worship and be from amongst the thankful. But rather, only Allah worship and be from amongst the thankful. And we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, and those who became before you, meaning all of the prophets and messengers, if you are to associate partners with Allah, your action will be nullified and you will be from the losers. But Allah only worship and be from the thankful. But Allah only worship and be from the thankful. This is a clear proof that all of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came with one call, the call of monotheism. It's to purify your worship only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be warned and staying away from all forms of shirk or polytheism. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, that verily whoever associates with Allah any partner, Allah would make the paradise prohibited upon him. And his final abode will be in the hellfire. And none of the transgressors will ever have any victorious groups, or none of the transgressors will ever have any victory or any supporters. So whoever claims that any prophet came to worship other than Allah, he has lied upon Allah, the greatest of lies. The majority of the people are not upon Tawheed. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the history have sent messenger and a prophet after messenger calling to Tawheed, purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to not associate any partners with him. It's not possible that any person can be a Muslim, a true believer, except if he fulfilled Tawheed or monotheism, except if he is upon, he or she upon the call of the prophets and the messengers, except if he acted upon what these prophets, specifically Ulul Azm, the five, upon firm belief or firm resolve, and followed what they came with. This is why it came and it was narrated that people of Islam always read in the books of Sirah or history regarding prophets and messengers. And this is why it's a must upon the people of Islam to walk upon that, so much so until they are saved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the hellfire. This is why when Allah mentioned Ulul Azm in particular, and the rest of the prophets and messengers in general, He commanded us by saying, and by their guidance, take as an example, or walk upon their example. Meaning, be upon what they came with from Tawheed.
and staying away from shirk or polytheism. Whoever knows the call of the prophets and messengers, and particularly Ulul Azm, must be upon that call. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and we have sent in every nation a messenger to worship Allah alone without any partners, and stay away from al-Taghut, to anything that is worship other than Allah. This is why it's not permissible for you to do any form of worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether that may be slaughtering, or asking for help, or asking for assistance, or any form of worship, whether that is form of worship, an action of the heart, or a practical action with the limbs. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, and verily all the masajid, all the places of worship must be only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't call along with Allah anybody else. You as a believer should never do any action of worship except to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially if you are a follower, especially following Ulul Azm, or the prophets of firm resolve. They're the ones that were patient and consistently upon that patience. They're the ones that even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his book, the Quran. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written for them to be in such a great status, subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the status of prophethood and the status of messengerhood. This is why it's a must for upon us to take him as an example and follow their steps and read their histories and act upon it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write us anew amongst those who he loves subhanahu wa ta'ala and those he is pleased with. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have concluded with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that have gathered in his message everything else that got lost in other messages, that have gathered in his religion by the permission of Allah everything else that was lost in every other religion before him, that his brothers from the prophets and messengers came with. This is a summary in what should be mentioned about Ulul Azm, or the prophets of firm resolve. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us anew firm upon his religion, and keep us anew alive upon his true authentic belief. And I apologize for being late regarding the time. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you and me the assistance upon what he's pleased with and what he loves. And I leave you with the translation which I just finished. Walillahi alhamdu al minna. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Anything that I've said that is correct is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And anything that I've said that is not correct is only from myself and or from the shaitan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.